Snow log, supplemental. It is approximately 2,305 hours, and we are still incredibly fucking lost. At least, we know where we are, we just don't know how to get out of where we are. Which doesn't really help. As for me, as I noted before... No, but, as I noted before, I am very uncomfortable if none of the two following conditions are met. If either I do not have a place to stay, or if I'm not in a comfortable... Ooh, ooh.
2 miles.
Ooh, exit 3 at 2 miles. Hopefully...
79.
Ooh, thank God, a junction to 79. Hallelujah, saints be praised. We are now going to get off at exit 3 and get the junction to 79 north. We are going to fly straight... I hope Brett never hears these logs. We are going to fly straight north to... Because then he'd see what kind of a moron we were. We are going to get up at exit 3. We are then going to hit the junction to 79 going north. We are then going to fly straight north, probably for an hour and a half, if not 2 hours, until we hit 90. We will then resume our original course, which was 90 east. We will then follow the triptychs and then follow Brett's instructions and hopefully arrive there before 4 a.m. If we don't, we'll probably give him a call at, like, what, 2 a.m.?
Yeah.
And... after that, and then tell them, like, where we are, and I don't know what the hell's going to happen. In any case, going back to me, since I'm such much more important than Christopher, I can't believe that anyone wouldn't be uncomfortable if they didn't either have a place to stay or were in an unfamiliar place. But right now, we are in an unfamiliar place with no place to stay. So, like, we're batting zero here. In any case, hopefully things will go fine, and I'm sure Snowman will make the next log. I just saved the life of this recorder by holding onto the strap that Snowman...
It's on.
I know. I'm recording.
Oh.
That's the point.
Oh.
I just wanted to tell this recorder that I saved its sorry little ass by holding onto the strap that you wanted to cut off.